was going on. Some of the plays, miscommunication, just poor execution. We didn't have success on first down the way I thought we would have. But it's a preseason game where you don't want to overreact to anything.
Did you get a chance to watch Carson the second half? What did you see from him?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see him slide. I think everyone would like to see him slide. But, I mean, the kid's got a ton of talent. So it's good to see him in a live game. The game didn't really affect him. We saw the same Carson we see every day in practice. So I think that was a very positive sign.
It's more of a preseason game, doesn't mean much, but it was nice to get a win for Peterson in his first.
Yeah, definitely. I think he made it clear before the game that every time we go out on this field, whether it be home or away, we want to win. And we didn't play the best football we could have played, but we won the game. And at the end of the day, that's what we did, set our mind to at the beginning of the game.
It wasn't real sloppy football. I mean, you didn't make a lot of mistakes that way. I mean,
we just didn't execute. I mean, that's the bottom line. We didn't execute as well as we should have. And we'll go back at the film and look at it and analyze it and get better from there.
First series came out, I think, at two tight ends. I think you scored on a set where you're in three.
Yep, three tight ends, yeah.
Does it kind of feel like to you the offense going to kind of be run through the tight ends?
We'll see. I mean, obviously, it's very early. We'll see when the game plans start getting installed. We think we have a lot of talent in the tight end room between the three of us, four of us, however many tight ends they decide to keep. But, I mean, every day we go out there, we want to go out there and make plays, whether it be Brent, Trey, myself, Chris, any of the young guys. So I thought we had a good day. Obviously, plays we'd like to have back to.
It looked like Carson was especially effective when he was kind of on the run like he was to you on that first 15-yard completion. What did you make of his athlete?
I mean, he's a very athletic quarterback. I mean, I think you see that each and every day on the practice field, and he's going to use that athleticism to his advantage. I think everyone's excited about him. I think we're excited to see him play the next three preseason games especially.
You were out there for a long time.
Yep. I was out there for a first half. I just kept going until the coaches pulled me out, and I didn't really go in with any expectations. Obviously, scoring early, the first offense, or a lot of the first offense came out right away. I didn't have a preseason though last year, so I'm kind of looking at it as an opportunity to get better from missing last year's preseason.
From what you saw out of Carson, the limited time that you were out on the field with him, sort of talk about the skill set, what you saw, what you were impressed with.
I think everyone's impressed with how the stage didn't change for him, whether it be on the practice field or at the stadium. He was the same Carson that we see each and every day, and I think that speaks volumes about him.
I mean, you could see, I mean, even though the numbers weren't there, that he has a unique skill set, and at times he really looked poised for a guy who's sort of thrown into the fire there in the first half.
Yeah, I thought he played well. Obviously, their throws he'd like to have back, plays that each and every one of us would like to have back, but he's a very confident kid. He's kind of quiet out there, but when he gets on the field, he's very vocal and kind of pointing guys in the right direction, and he's out there checking routes here and there. So I think it's good to see that from a young kid, to have that confidence and go out there and make plays and hopefully down the road make a lot of plays.
You talked about how much you improved your blocking, your run blocking. Did we see that on that first touchdown run?
I thought I had a good blocking day. I thought I was in there blocking a lot today, pass blocking a lot, run blocking a lot. I mean, whatever the coaches need me, I'm going to do full effort. I thought I had a great block on that first touchdown, but we'll look at the film and see where I can improve. I mean, there are some plays, running plays in particular, that I'd like to have back. The pass plays will come.
In terms of getting the new offense that you're getting used to here, first preseason game with that, how important was that with today to try to get used to that? And how do you think it kind of went?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall we didn't execute to the ability that we have as an offense, especially when that second group kind of came in. There was more of a drop-off, I think, than people would have liked to see. They kept their one defensive line in for throughout the first quarter and a half, but that's not really an excuse by any means. We still got to go out there and execute better. I got to catch a ball that I should have dropped, but it's the first preseason game. The guys are going to go out there, watch the film, and learn from it.
How do you see the coaching that's going on now compared to what you had last year?
I mean, when you're in the game, you don't really analyze the play calls going on, but I thought Doug did a great job. He made it known early in the game and last night and early today that he wanted to win the game. And so we went out there, and I think everyone wanted to do it for him in particular.
Did he seem nervous? His first game he's ever coached as a pro, you know?
Yeah.
What do you seem like?
Like he's done it for 10 years, honestly. He was very calm and collected out there, and I think guys really loved it.